CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. I welcome my colleagues, Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. He is in Washington area. And Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia legislature. She is in Bogota. We're speaking immediately of the disorder in Colombia these last days. Maria has sent to Joseph and myself video taken by a drone. We can believe this is an official drone over the city of Cali, which from the frame looks to be a well-developed middle-class residence area surrounded by the gorgeous trees that you associate with triple canopy jungle, but all pushed back. The roadways are open. People live modest middle-class lives. And yet, in the center of the video, there's a large grouping of people coming and going, nobody particularly excited or disoriented. And from the video, the narration from the breaking news narrator, it's a TV video, I believe, we learned that the house is being ransacked and that these people are marauding the middle class. There's even a crash of a truck into several vans, and it escapes some kind of violence. And then we're told not only do the marauders, the ransackers, throw rocks at the drone once they realize that it's there, but there's gunfire. I can't hear the gunfire. I'm just seeing it. And I thought, what is this? It turns out it connects to what Maria reported to us a week past, which is disorder in Cali, disorder in Bogota, throughout the country, driven by, and now I have to translate, Menga. Joseph, what is Menga? What is it meant to be in the narration?
Well, Menga is an indigenous term that's used in some of the rural areas of Colombia, particularly on the outskirts of Cali. And it means essentially working together towards the benefit of the land in the territory. They're usually a group that's not known to be violent. However, what's been reported over the last weekend is increased acts of violence. I've seen videos, not just of the one that Senator Cabal has sent, of the blocking of the roads, but we've also seen destruction of cars, burning of houses or burning of something in the southern part of the city of Cali. And more importantly is they are stopping gasoline and food from coming into the city. And this is obviously we have to put this in the context that this is happening during a pandemic where people are already squeezed. They're already weary because of the economic effects. And so what I've been hearing from people from Cali is that there's a hard time to get access to cash because ATMs have been vandalized, banks have been thwarted, and it's hard, even harder to get access to gasoline. Many cars are just stuck on the road, or motorcycles are just stuck on the road and they can't transport because the delivery of all this has been stopped by these indigenous groups, among other groups that have essentially used this blockade as a way to kind of amplify the protests against the Colombian government.
Maria, very good evening to you. These protesters, these marauders, these ransackers, what is the organizing principle? What do they say about themselves? Because according to the video that you sent, they claim they're being attacked. It certainly looked like they were the attackers. Who are they?
Yes. First of all, John, for you and for the audience, this is not a normal protest. Despite real claims of poverty, of help, this is not different than a war lab. Colombia has been used today to make a new way of revolution. This is a different way of taking power, of getting rid of our authorities and replace power. And let me tell you that Cali, the city, the third biggest city in Colombia, which is inside a state called Valle del Cauca, it's one of the most powerful agricultural country in Colombia. It feeds many parts of Colombia and it exports agricultural growth. So this is nothing different as an essay that they are making. Different forces, leftist, Marxist, but the money come from the kingpins, the cocaine. Cali is located in the Pacific. It's 2 hours from the Pacific Ocean, where all the cocaine from that region goes out and all the money and weapons get in. If Cali and Valle del Cauca falls, the rest of the country will fall. This is not a normal protest, as I told you. It's very well organized. First, using a real claim, but including people from the ELN, the guerrilla, and people from the FARC dissidences among the protesters. Police catch a guerrillero from the ELN that had a grenade. He has a home like when you take a grenade that has been used from the anti-protesters police, and then you change it. He was going to explode that grenade to kill many people and to point out that this grenade belonged to the police. This is a very, very powerful and well-done propaganda where the Russians are taking all the networks, and in 3 days after the riot started, all the NGOs and all the United Nations, Human Rights Watch, and all these organizations that apparently represent and defend human rights were against our police, despite, John, that we have 800 police injured. 5 police killed, horribly killed, because the videos are there. You cannot hide that. And all the international human rights community against the public forces and against the videos from the people that have suffered the attack. Before of the vandals and terrorists, and today from the Indians. Why the Indians? These Indians live just as the neighbors from Valle del Cauca. They live at 1 hour from Cali. The leaders of the Indians group are leaders that usually they promote the invasion of lands, despite that they have the biggest lands in Colombia. They have 800,000 hectares. They have displaced another Indians, they have displaced more peasants, and they want more. They get investments and they get money from the rest of Colombia of around $80 million per month, and there are no more than 7,000 Indians. These Indians have been, long time ago in the 70s, indoctrinated in Marxism by a priest that came from Yugoslavia, the former Yugoslavia. So this is a perfect war lab where the Indians said, oh, they're killing us, the white people, even though we don't have white people at all. The white people, the rich one, are killing us. So they show you and they claim exactly the opposite as what they are doing. They are destroying property. They are hitting people. They are shooting. They are armed, completely armed, and they are using the cars that the government gave to them, cars that has been paid by our taxes. So this is the perfect way to make claims and internationally show what is exactly the opposite. They are striking. They are stopping people. People cannot move. We don't have food. We don't have gasoline. This is a real disaster.
Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Colombia Legislature, she is in Bogota speaking of the city of Cali, where she sent a video and we could see a ransacking of a middle-class house and gunfire at a drone that was taking these pictures. Joseph Umar, the executive director, Secure Free Society in Washington area. When we come back, what is driving this protest and what can the government do about it? And President Duque, whose approval rating has fallen, he must deal with the pandemic and with this violence, but is there violence directed from outside more than propaganda? This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.